This is just a little bit from Emily thinks I should ask you if you can guess which song this is leading up to. But anyway, this is just a little bit from Affinity, from near the beginning. Affinity is set in the 1870s, and root for the 1870s. it's set mainly in a women's prison. Boop for that. And in this little scene, a middle-class prison visitor, Margaret Pryor, who's kind of a main protagonist, is about to see a particular prisoner, Selina, for the first time. She was seated upon her wooden chair, but had let her head fall back and had her eyes quite closed. Her knitting lay idle in her lap, and her hands were together and lightly clasped. The yellow glass at her window was bright with sun, and she turned her face to catch the heat of it. On the sleeve of her mud-coloured gown was fixed the emblem of her prison class, a star of felt, cut slant, sewn crooked, but made sharp by the sunlight. Her hair, where it showed at the edges of her cap, was fair. Her cheek was pale, the sweep of brow, of lip, of lashes crisp against her pallor. I was sure that I'd seen her likeness in a saint or an angel in a painting of Crivelli's. I studied her for perhaps a minute, and all that time she kept her eyes quite closed, her head perfectly still. There seemed something rather devotional about her pose, the stillness, so that I thought at last she's praying, and made to draw my eyes away in sudden shame. But then she stirred. Her hands opened, she raised them to her cheek, and I caught a flash of colour against the pink of her work-roughened palms. She had a flower there between her fingers, a violet with a drooping stem. As I watched, she put the flower to her lips and breathed upon it, and the purple of the petals gave a quiver and seemed to glow. She did that, and I became aware of the dimness of the world that was about her, of the wards, the women in them, the matrons, even my own self. We might have been painted, all of us, from the same poor box of watery tints, and here was a single spot of colour that seemed to have come upon the canvas by mistake.